Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Well, good morning, everyone. It's Monday, and that means it's time for Women Leading the Way Radio. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host this morning, and with me, our leading lady today is Carrie Wright, who's the editor and publisher of North County Woman Magazine. And I don't know about any of you listening, but I know we have North County listeners. If you are in the San Diego North area, having our own magazine is pretty darn exciting. So welcome. Good morning, Carrie. Are you there with us?
I'm here. Thank you, Michelle.
We're excited to have you on the show this morning because, as I know I've told you many times, it's like, whoop, whoop, we have an actual magazine for women in the North County San Diego area. What's with that? excited.
Well, there are a lot of North County women out there, and I felt a need to reach them.
I love it. And tell me, just give us some statistics here, because your magazine, when did you actually, what was your first publication and how long has the magazine been around?
Well, it's my first publication. We published our first one in January of last year. So we hit the year mark this January. We actually kind of started the magazine and putting all the ideas together in, it was about May 2 years ago. So this May will be the two-year mark, but January was the year mark for actual publications being distributed.
And it's a quarterly magazine. And, I mean, this is the part that fascinated me when we met, was that the magazine is actually a quarterly publication, but it's actually printed as opposed to just a digital version, correct?
Yes. It is a printed publication.
Sure. And this is why I'm going to go, girl, what were you thinking? It's like, okay, so I have to ask the question because to me this is, you know, when we look at trends in business, it's like everything in publishing is going towards, you know, the digital medium. And I'm curious because I love your magazine. I mean, I'm going to start that out and say for you all that are listening here in North County, San Diego, you've got to get your hands on this magazine because it's geared for women, geared for North County. I mean, amazing, right, of what you're trying to accomplish. But why, you know, what were you thinking when you decided that we're going to do a print version, because most magazines, you know, are going to either digital or only once a year that they'll publish an actual print version. So what were you thinking, girl?
Well, honestly, I based it on myself. So much of this magazine has come from my gut, what I believe, what I hold to be true. And I kept thinking, I cannot be the only woman out there that still wants to hold something tangible in my hands. When I look at a computer all day long, the last thing I want to do in the evening when I can finally, hopefully, relax is to sit and read something online. It wasn't appealing to me at all. And so I just thought, I can't be the only one out there. And I started asking other women that exact question, and the response was exactly the same. I feel the same way. I love my magazines. So, some people are really pro-digital, and there are a lot of us who still like to hold something and read it.
Well, and I'm raising my hand. I'm the same way. I mean, I have my iPad, and it's like, you know, I have a couple of digital magazines on there, and it's like, it's just not the same. It's not the same. I mean, and maybe, you know, maybe this equates to, like, we're of a different generation, because I do know you've also got a digital version, correct? So if somebody wants a digital version, that's an option. And I think that's smart. I mean, tell our listeners this. How did you come up with, I mean, what was kind of the initial idea behind the magazine? I know you said you wanted something, you know, here in North County, but what was the initial kind of like concept and idea for the business? How did it come about?
Well, it was, I had always wanted to work for a magazine, but I really wasn't ever in the right market. And I, to be honest, I didn't pursue it heavily, as heavily as I should have. And I ended up working in the engineering field. I was a marketing coordinator for almost 7 years for a multidisciplined engineering firm. So I did a lot of writing, putting proposals together. It's very much like putting a magazine together. It's very detail-oriented and deadline-oriented. And so I did that, and then I had my son, and so I quit working for a while. And my husband has a job that it took us to various places around the country. And each time that we would get to a city, I would go and gather all the local magazines and see what was out there. And rarely would I find one that was, you know, just for women locally. You know, there might be a, like a little newspaper type thing, or, and so I just continued to do that each place we went. And then we moved to Carlsbad, and I did my usual collection. And I said to my husband, gosh, this is such a large area. And there, we looked up the demographics, and there are a lot of women in North County. And I just found it hard to believe that no one had tapped into that. And I thought, gosh, this could be a really great opportunity. And so I continued to kind of throw it around in my head. And the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to pursue it. And I just decided to take the leap and go for it.
And it's a leap, isn't it? I mean, it really is a leap. So, you know, I'm curious. It's like, you know, as you look back over it, and you said you did some preliminary demographic information. I mean, when you found there were, can you just kind of walk through, not that we want the statistics, but I'm just kind of curious what, you know, what kind of research did you do, and what were maybe some of the things besides just the sheer number of women did you find? Because they always say when you start a business, you know, you need to do your research. So I'm assuming, did you do a lot, or was it just kind of like a few demographic pieces of information? I'm curious, if you don't mind sharing.
I don't mind sharing, and I have to be completely honest. My husband is the numbers guy. He's an engineer. And he's a stickler.
Oh, he's really a numbers guy, yeah.
Yeah, for detail.
As an engineer,
so
right.
I'm more creative. He's numbers. And so he started just diving into the statistics and the demographics, and he just kept feeding me information, saying, look, there are 76,000 women in North County.
Wow.
and nobody, there's nothing out there for them. And he just kept feeding me these numbers and say, you know, and showing me where they were all at. And the more he fed me, the more I was encouraged to move forward. So I have to give him a lot of credit.
I like how you said that, because honestly, it's isn't that nice. So it's like, you know, I mean, I've run a business where my husband and I were involved together, and, you know, I mean, we complement each other, but it sounds like he's got, you know, the kind of the factoids, right? He was feeding you numbers and demographics that led you to be kind of, like you said, more creative and deal with the creative side of the magazine, which leads me to, it's like, if that is where he was saying, look at the sheer opportunity, you know, what is the kind of like crux of the magazine? Because I know it's North County Women Magazine. You know, we're in the North County area of San Diego, which is, you know, more affluent. It's like, you know, per capita, there's lots of women. We've got some nice pockets of affluent areas. You know, it's homeowners and stuff like that. So kind of talk to me about what is the kind of focus of the magazine under North County Women as the kind of foundation?
Well, my idea was that because there wasn't a magazine like this for the women of North County, I wanted to put together something that was entertaining yet informative. Initially, I kept thinking, gosh, you know, I know how I feel at the end of the day after I've worked and I've run my son all over to his activities, and at 9 o'clock at night when I finally sit down, I didn't want something that was so in-depth to read that I just had to think and think and think more, but yet I wanted something with some substance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to celebrate our local women, and whether it's the mom that stays home and is basically running the family business, her family, or the CEO of her own company, I wanted to be able to reach every woman, and I wanted every woman to have something that would interest them in this magazine. So I tried to kind of just run the gamut with topics. I also, I never, ever sell the cover of the magazine. It's an integrity thing. I want women on this magazine that I feel like should be recognized, not because
mm-hmm.
they're running some huge business. That's great. I want that too. But I want the average woman who feels like she's reached success in her personal life. I want it to be a relatable magazine so that every woman can relate.
See, that's what I love. I love when you talk about that, because to me, you know, that's, I think, now this is just my opinion, you know, trust me, it's like I'm going to throw it out there anyway, but, you know, as I get around, what I get so frustrated on is for different women's things, let's say conferences, events, that, because I kind of dip in that world quite a bit through the women's group that I run, it's like it always seems to me that people kind of go down the Hollywood path, you know, it's like people that are more, let's just say, you know, oh, God, you know, rock stars, movie stars, that kind of thing. And I think there is a place for women, you know, a magazine to celebrate, you know, real women. I mean, real. I mean, that's where you're going with it. And I love that. And it's like, has that been a good response, you know, for you to stay true to that, where it's like you really are focused more on the everyday woman in North County?
I'm sorry, repeat the end of that, Michelle.
I was just saying, what is, you know, do you feel, okay, I think it's great that you're focused on the everyday woman. So have you found the response to be positive based on the fact that you're looking at everyday women? I mean, what are some of the responses you've had, you know, in the year and a half that you've been out there with the magazine?
Well, I've had great response, thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm approached quite often by women that say how much they love the magazine, that they relate to it. And that was my whole goal. So I'm meeting my goal. And it's, you know, of course, I've had a few offers out there from some different people in the industry that have said to me, if you sell that cover, you can make so much money. I know people who will buy it right now, and I can't do it. I just can't do it. I write the featured woman article, and I have to be able to tell that story from my point of view, my perspective, how, you know, the dealing that I have with her, how I feel, how that meeting is. I refuse to let somebody pay me to be on the cover so that I can write something great about them, and I may not feel that way. It's just, it's a matter of integrity, and I'm not willing to bend there. So
I
think that
this is where I think I'm ignorant. So it's like, I mean, when you say sell the cover, that means that you actually, someone pays you to put somebody, like a PR agency will say, we have somebody that we represent to put on the cover of the magazine, and then you get money for that. Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yep, or a business owner says to me, I want to be on your cover. I'll pay you to be on it. Sorry, I can't do it.
A lot of magazines do that? Is that what a lot of magazines do?
I know of several that do. Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's just not a path I'm willing to go down. As I told my husband when I was first approached about this, I said, I'd rather sink than not stay true to my vision and publish what I feel so strongly about publishing, which is real women relating to real women.
I have to say I respect you for that, because you're kind of setting the values and the boundaries over what's okay versus not okay, and I think more of us need to do that in business. I mean, I think even more highly of you now that you said that. That's thinking pretty highly of you to begin with, so that's good. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry. That's what I do. But you were rolling on the thought. So.
Well, no, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. And I was just going to say, not to say that I won't ever do some really glamorous cover, like our last issue that just dropped. Our featured woman was stunning, and the cover was stunning.
Looking at it, you know, Nina's Kim Graham?
Kim Graham, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice
and
name.
So, and I may, you know, someday maybe there will be a celebrity on it. And I'm not opposed to that as long as it's a real woman who has something to say. That's
key. Well, and then that leads me to another question. And you know me, I'm loaded with questions. But you know, what process do you go through, if you can share? I mean, what do you go through to kind of find quote unquote that woman that you're going to put on the cover? I mean, what do you look for? It's like what inspires you? What tells you that hey, this is the person. This is the one I'm going to put on the cover. Kind of curious.
You know, it's different every single time. I get emails quite often about women suggesting other women to be the featured woman. I get a lot of that. I'll read through the descriptions and why they think that this woman should be on the cover. And if there are things in it that appeal to me and I think, gosh, yeah, she would be an interesting read, well, then I'll reach out and I'll go and meet with them. It's been a lot of word of mouth that I've found my featured women, and really it just comes down to I meet them for coffee and we sit down and talk, and then that's when I decide, gosh, you know, I think other women, she has something to say that I think other women would really like to hear, and that's my process. It's just,
love it,
again, following my gut and going with what I think other women would like to read.
Well, and describe, because I know so many of our listeners don't, you know, they probably haven't looked at the past magazines, but who are some of the women you've had on your covers in the past, including, I'm looking at the current publication with Kim on the front. So how did, you know, who are some of the women you've featured so far on the cover of your magazine?
Okay. The very first one, her name was Brittany Adamson, and she is a business owner in Carlsbad. She owns a beautiful salon, Quattro Via, at the Forum, and she had the neatest story because she is a young woman who has achieved success, and she put her nose to the grindstone and has built an incredible salon. But more importantly, she is one of the nicest women I have ever met, and so inspirational. And so she was my very first one. She was someone I would go in to get my hair done, and my husband made the comment to me, gosh, every time you go and get your hair done, you come back, you're in the best mood. Well, that was because of Brittany. She's just a very, very, very inspiring woman. And so she was my first. My second was Julianne Billings-Reardon, which she owns her own marketing business in Carlsbad. And she's just smart, smart, smart woman, and so kind, so nice, drives races Porsches, you know, downtown.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, because I've met her now, because I met her through you, and I was going, oh my gosh, she races Porsches? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so another side of her, you know, things that, just interesting little tidbits. I mean, all women, we all have them. We all have interesting facts. Not everyone knows everything about us. And so then the next cover was a local fashion designer, Camille Wood. And then this last cover was Kim Graham. And our upcoming featured woman for our spring-summer issue will be Felina Hansen of Hera Hub.
An amazing woman, as I know too well. She's a good friend of mine. So, yeah, she's got an incredible story as well. I do like that, because isn't it funny how for us as women, we have many layers, and I think that's, again, what I love that you're trying to do is celebrate, the every woman, and especially North County, not the Hollywood glitz and glats and all that. So I love that. Tell me, I want to shift gears a little bit, and it's like, you know, so many of our listeners are women owners, and they own businesses, along with those who are career women and work for others, but probably have a lot of women owners that listen. So, I mean, gosh, Carrie, it's like, you know, I can think of probably, you know, volumes of books and the things that I've learned as far as lessons in running a business. But what are some of the things, maybe, you know, two or three that since you've started or launched your business as a magazine, the empire to be, is what do you feel are maybe some of the lessons learned that, you know, either they've surprised you and you feel like you'd redo, or they've been kind of like moments where you go, I'm making a note of that. I'm going to do that differently in the future. I'm kind of curious what you might share.
Oh, gosh, I have so many of these.
I've already got a list going, I know. Isn't that funny? We have those, right? Never a mistake, but tons of lessons learned is what I always like to say. I've not made a single mistake in business. It's only lessons learned.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think one of the biggest things is that you don't have to know everything about the business you're starting, but you have to be willing to learn. And I think that's a huge thing, because that could have held me back, because I didn't know anything about publishing a magazine. I knew how to write. I knew how to put the pieces together. I'm a great coordinator. But I had never published anything, and that fear alone could have held me back. But I just kept thinking, well, I'll learn it. And I have continue to stick to that. I just keep learning as I go, and it's you can't know everything, but you can learn. So I think that's huge. And
well, let me ask you this, because it's like, you know, when you say that, it's like I always feel like, man, it's like the more I can, I don't have to have all the answers, but if I know where to go get the answers, what were maybe an example or two of where you had to learn, but then how did you go find the answer? How did you learn it? Did you go to Google? Did you ask for referrals to other people that were maybe experts in certain things? Or what, you know, what was your process then to go learn?
All of the above. I Googled a lot. I read a lot. I learned a lot from my printer, who's just absolutely wonderful. He's been in the publishing industry for 25 years, and he's been so supportive. And sometimes I think, oh, my gosh, this is the most ridiculous question. He's going to think, how can you not know this? But I can ask him anything, and he has given me great, great advice and guidance. And it's just networking, people that I meet. I learn different things from different people out there all the time. The biggest thing is not being afraid to ask, because in the beginning I was a little hesitant. You think, gosh, people are going to shy away from you, thinking you don't know anything about this business you're running. And it's not true. We've got a good foundation, but I still have to learn things. And I'm not going to get those answers unless I seek them out or I ask questions. And so you've got to be willing to ask.
That's a big one. And it's like, I mean, I'm just going to say across the board, you know, whether it's a big generalization or not, I see it every day. Is, you know, women so many times in business feel like I can't let anybody see me sweat. And I do agree, maybe you agree with me, that it's like you can't ask anybody. You've got to be strategic how you ask for either help or assistance or resources. But that is a big one for women, I have to say, in business, that we don't ask. You know, we sugarcoat it. So I champion you for that, because I want all of our listeners to hear that. You got to ask. You got to ask, or it's like you won't get. So in many things in business.
No, and in my experience, asking like that, I think that has really, it's opened some doors for me, because people see, gosh, you know, here's this woman who's trying to make this business work, and she's not afraid to ask for some help or to show her weaknesses. You know, I tried to put a team together where people who are stronger in areas that I'm not strong in, I've tried to build a team around that so that each one of us brings something different to the magazine.
That's a smart thing, you know, where you look at where you can be complimented through either talent or expertise, because that, you know, is an area I know you've shared with me too. So,
absolutely. And I think another important lesson learned is that things don't always go as planned, and you have to have a support system in place. It's imperative, or you could go crazy. you know, I think that's really, really important. And I think that you have to have, you know, your family and your friends, people that you can really rely on. But I think that you also have to build a network of like-minded women who are going through the same thing. Because being a part of CWI, when I go to these panel breakfasts and I listen to these women speak, I think, gosh, I'm not the only one who has gone through that. Or I several times throughout the breakfast I will think, oh, I know exactly how she feels or what she's saying. And just having that camaraderie makes a big difference. It's soothing.
You know, I liked you before, but I love you even more now for you to bring that up. But I you know, of course, I laugh. But yeah, you know, it is absolutely. It's building yourself a circle and an environment of people who, you know, are like focused. Because I mean, I have to say, you know, one of the lessons I learned, as much as I love my family and my personal friends, they weren't exactly the best champions of me in starting a business. They're like, "What were you thinking? Are you nuts?" It's like, you know, salary. Positions rock, you're not going to have a salary anymore. You know, I was shocked when I started my business how much I didn't get that kind of support from family and friends. And yet, had I listened, I never would have launched my own business. So, I mean, that's great for you. And I love that, you know, you even brought up that there's a sisterhood within CWI, which is Connected Women of Influence, that, you know, definitely. And I think more women's circles, right, groups, are starting and they're launching and they're around so that women can support each other to do good business. So that's cool. We're on kind of the downhill slide, which cracks me up on this, because I would love to hear where your focus is for the future for the magazine, because, you know, I mean, is it just North County that you want to stick with, or am I, like, we were talking before we got on the phone, world domination, and it's like I'm laughing, but where do you see the magazine, you know, going, you know, let's say 1, 2, 5 years, or what's the end result for North County Woman Magazine?
Well, I have a few goals for the magazine, but one of the things is eventually I'd like to get to where I'm publishing bi-monthly, and I also, of course, a huge goal is to continue to increase circulation. You know, when I first started, I did just kind of the La Costa area. Well, now that we're on our fourth issue, circulation goes from Del Mar all the way to Oceanside. And I just want to keep increasing that. However, I'm trying to take small bites so that I don't put myself out of business. I'm trying to be really smart about it and not grow too quickly. I'm just trying to manage. And ideally, what I would like in the end is for North County Woman to become recognized as the go-to magazine for women in North County. And maybe at some point we'll start adding other counties, other areas.
I think it's great. I mean, really, seriously, like I said, again, when you and I first met, I was very intrigued with the idea that, you know, our San Diego, North County area could support a magazine just for women. So I absolutely embrace what you're all about, because at least for Connected Influence, we're all about girl power. So it's a good thing. I know we have a link, Carrie, to your site based on our show. So, you know, if people want to reach you, you know, we'll have the link, which is northcountywoman.com. But if anybody wants to call you, do you want to share any more contact information for how people could reach you if they have questions? Are they, obviously, any advertisers listening in, that would be a good thing. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's always a tremendous bonus.
If people reach
your
you.
Business, you can call me at 760-500-4155 or send me an email at klw@northcountywoman.com.
That's awesome. And then the one thing you didn't mention as we're kind of like wrapping up here is the magazine is free. Is that correct? So there's not a fee for it. It's a free magazine. And do people just call you if they want a copy of it, or how does that work if anyone's interested in the magazine to see it?
You can go to our website and sign up to be added to our mailing list.
Awesome. So again, that's www.northcountywoman.com. And I just want to say thank you so very much, because I wish you nothing but the best in terms of success for where you're going, because I personally am in North County, so I just hope you have good things happen with the magazine, and it's beautiful. If anybody hasn't seen it, you're silly. You need to go online and order it, because it's a beautiful magazine, and I know there's just more coming. So any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners before we wrap up and say thank you very much?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, Michelle. You've been a great support, and gosh, you're one of those go-to people for me now. And I met you because of the magazine, and I'm really grateful for that.
Back at you. All right. Well, to our lovely listeners, you're a sweetheart. And I think you've got some big things going on. So, and I don't say that to everybody. So with that, I want to thank all of our listeners. It has been my pleasure to be your host today. And thank you, Carrie, for your time. Again, go check out North County Women Magazine. Can't wait for the next feature. And thank you for being a media partner to Connected Women of Influence. With that, folks, if you're listening, you have a fabulous, fabulous week, and we will talk to you again next Monday at 9 a.m. So thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.